It's another great day for our book review. And today, the topic we are looking at is a culture of discipline. That is the chapter 6 of our book. I want to begin with a quote by Jim Rohn. He says, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments." The culture of discipline starts with disciplined people. The discipline to do whatever it takes to become the best within carefully selected arenas, and then to seek continual improvement from there. It's really just that simple, and it's really just that difficult. That is one thing with discipline. Discipline has to do with disciplined people, those who have taken it as a culture. In everything they do, they have a set goal, and they do what? They do whatsoever it takes to accomplish that goal, irrespective of the setback, irrespective of the challenges, irrespective of the constraints before them. Their eyes are set towards the goal that they've already set, and with that they pursue their goals even to accomplish it. It can be a very simple thing, it can also be a very difficult thing, because many people, they really flounder even in this aspect of discipline. This involves building a culture full of people who take disciplined action within three circles consistent with the hedgehog concept. Remember, yesterday we looked at the hedgehog concept and we were able to establish that there are three factors that make up the hedgehog concept. Number one is that you must look at what is it in the world that you can be best at, what is it that you can be the best at, and what is it that you cannot be the best at. Number two is you should know your unique selling points, the driving, what drives you as a person, as an organization, your unique selling point. Then the third one is that your passion. You must do what? You must develop your passion. You must build up this concept in the area of your passion. So that was what we considered yesterday. So it involves building a culture within this three hedgehog concept, within the hedgehog concept. And what do we mean by building up this culture? The first thing is that it means that you build a culture around the idea of freedom and responsibility within a framework. You build the concept of freedom, a culture of freedom and responsibility within a framework. You should develop, if it's an organization, they should have such a structure such that you don't need to, to monitor people, to coerce people. A disciplined man doesn't need to be monitored. Why? He knows what to do at every particular point in time. He knows his responsibility, he faces his responsibility, and doesn't need somebody to push him around. He doesn't need somebody, to wake him up, even to do those things that are expected of him. And if an organization is built even with this culture that we're talking about, you will see that people, they will not be forced to do what is supposed to be done, which is assigned to them. What do we mean? Now look at this. They hired self-disciplined people who didn't need to be managed, and then manage the system and not the people. In this case, when you hire people that are disciplined, the only thing you need to do is that you just manage the system. The people, they don't really need much monitoring or much management. Why? Because they know what they are supposed to do. Then the second point is that you fuel that culture with self-disciplined people who are willing to go extreme lengths to fulfill their responsibilities. You fill positions. If you are in the position of leadership, you look for people that have this self-discipline culture, that self-discipline quality. And with that, you see that they go extra lengths. They go beyond their limits to see that they accomplish the task even ahead. The third one is that you don't confuse a culture of discipline with a tyrannical disciplinarian. There are some people that are tyrannical disciplinarian. What did they do? They try to push everybody, to force everybody to accomplish what they want, irrespective of the goal at hand. Most people, if they have this kind of quality, they only after their selfish goal, their selfish aim. They are not after the good of the company generally. They are mostly after, what do they want to accomplish that best suits them? And even with that kind of hand, they are not able to achieve much. Why? The fourth one is that they are there with great consistency to the hedgehog concept, exercising an almost religious focus on the intersection of the three circles that I mentioned. In case if you don't understand the hedgehog concept, you need to go back to the review I did yesterday to fully grasp it. It takes discipline to say no thank you to big opportunities. The fact that something is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is irrelevant if it doesn't fit within the Troy circle. It takes discipline. You know that some people, they've already set a goal, something that they want to accomplish, the vision ahead of them. They've already set it, and before you know what's happening, distraction comes up. Some other things pop up. And with that, they forget about the goal that they've set. They forget about the vision that is before them. They forget about what they have set out to do, and they are distracted. May I tell you that distraction is one of the major tools that can distract you, that can take you away, that can shift your focus even from your goal, even from your vision, from the things you want to accomplish. It will only take discipline even for you to accomplish that. Discipline, in a nutshell, is all about you having set your goal. You do whatsoever it takes, irrespective of the opposition, or the constraint, or the pain, or the setback, whatsoever it is, or the disappointments. You see, go ahead even with the goal, to accomplish the goal that you've already set. Remember the quote I said at the beginning by Jim Rohn: discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. It doesn't matter the goals that you've set for your life. It doesn't matter the goals you've set as an individual. It doesn't matter the goal that you set as an organization. It doesn't matter whatsoever goal. You can set lofty goals, you know, great goals. But if you are not disciplined, those goals can never and will never be accomplished. And if you also must fulfill the goals that you've set as an individual, as an organization, if you must fulfill it, that is something you will do. And what is that? You must start a stop doing list. You know, many people, according to the book, many people, they have what is called to-do list. Many of us, we have to-do list. We want to do this, we want to do that, we want to accomplish it, we want to accomplish that, we want to do this. You know, many things that we've listed out, filled with many things I want to do. But many of us, we don't have a don't do list. If you must accomplish your goal in life and destiny, you must have something that you must, you know, strike out of your life. Many of us are carried away with things that are not necessary even for our destiny. Many of us are carried away with things that are not relevant even for our destiny. You must come up with a don't-do list. And I want to ask you a question. Do you have a to-do list? Do you have a stop-doing list? Most of us lead busy but undisciplined lives. You know, it's not all about being busy. Many of us are busy. We ask you, how far? All of this. I don't have time. I'm busy doing this, I'm busy doing that. We are very busy human beings. But it's not even all about being busy. What are you busy doing? That is the question. What are you busy doing? Many of us are busy, but we are living undisciplined life. And without discipline, your goals can never be accomplished. We have ever-expanding to-do lists, trying to build momentum by doing, and doing more. Everybody is doing. Everybody is just doing something. But the question is, what are you doing? That is the question you need to ask yourself. And it rarely works. Those who build the good to great companies, however, they made as much use of stop doing lists as to-do lists. They displayed the remarkable discipline to unplug all sorts of extraneous junk. Now, you need to unplug many things from your life, and you need to unplug yourself even from many things. You don't need to look at yourself and say, what are those things hindering you from accomplishing your goal? Hindering you from achieving the goals that you set for your life, the goals that you set if you're a leader or if you're in an organization, the goals that you set. You need to unplug yourself from those things or from those friends or from those networks that are not beneficial to you. And this will take discipline. Without discipline, you can never accomplish it. So look carefully. It's something that you can take some time out. You list out the things that you want to stop doing, not just things that not just your to-do list. What are those things hindering you from accomplishing your goal? And if you can do away with them, then your achievement of that goal is guaranteed. Thank you. We stop here. See you in the next chapter.